in Robertson County, there would be, if you had next year, you could not hear all the stories that people would tell you about the Veiled Witch.
Right.
So, you know, this is a true story coming from somebody who doesn't believe.
Okay.
So, all right, maybe I've changed my mind.
You're saying that a lot for someone.
Last year, the Robertson County Historical Society had their annual Chili Supper fundraiser. They do it every year. And last year, they did it at the same place, outdoor pavilion, where we do the plays.
Right.
And so Bob Bell, who's a lineal descendant of John Bell, who died 200 years ago next week.
Tell me he doesn't still live in the house.
No.
Oh, thank God.
But his house has been haunted as well.
Ah!
And so Bob Bell was there to talk about the Bell Witch story.
Right.
And then I'm going to come behind him and I'm going to talk about the Knight Riders and the violence. But since he talked about the Bell Witch story, I say, now, before I talk to you about the Knight Riders, let me say a word about this. And I don't think this story's true, but went on to explain how it's an incredible story and became worldwide and put Adams on the map.
Yeah.
Put Adams on the map. And so one of the Bell Witch stories is that she would get in the rafters of a house and drop nuts and fruit down on people. As soon as I say that, a squirrel starts running, and she could shapeshift, by the way.
Oh, of course.
And so a squirrel starts running across the rafters above my head. My wife and almost everybody else out there is scared to death. I'm just rattling on.
So you weren't hearing the squirrel?
I did not
hear
the squirrel.
Okay.
But now this is true. In the next week, remember, one of the Bell Witch concepts is do not deny the Bell Witch.
Right.
And by the way, this idea comes from one of the oldest stories of its type called the Bloody Mary story.
Right.
I don't know if you grew up with Mary.
Yes. I was very afraid to walk by the bathroom mirror at night.
Yes.
Because I was afraid my brain would make me say it three times.
Yes.
Even though I don't want to.
Bloody Mary story is hundreds of years old, and the Bell Witch kind of tied in to the Bloody Mary story. So look in the mirror three times, say you don't believe in the Bell Witch, she'll get you. Mm-hmm. Or deny in public, she'll get you. Now, the next week after I denied that I believed this story was true, my wife was working in her flowers and got 100 tick bites. Guess whose fault that was?
Oh, my goodness.
Mine. My daughter, who's a nurse, got a minor case of MRSA.
Oh, no.
I had tickets for my wife and I to go see Old Crow Medicine Show, who I really like.
Uh-huh.
But since we had to take care of our grandson because she had MRSA because of me, we had to give our tickets away to Old Crow Medicine Show. I'm a kayaker, live on a farm with a gravel bar to get on Red River to go kayaking. Big tree fell down over my passage down to my gravel bar. And when I went down to cut up that tree, part of it fell on my toe. My foot broke not just one toe, but two toes.
Oh, no. All in the span of a week.
In the span of a week.
Wow.
So the next time I was speaking from that same place where I denied, and that was when we were doing the spirit play, I said, okay, Kate, I'm telling everybody, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I was wrong. And nothing else bad's happened.
Wow.
So
at least you can make amends.
And
be cured of the haunting.
Of course not.
That's good.
Publish this book, I'm probably going to be in trouble again.
You say it again in the book.
I say it again.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I know.